It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Welcome into the No Wake Zone this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning in Mid-America at the number one recreational lake in America, Lake of the Ozarks. Good having you with us. A busy show lined up for you this morning. We're going to be talking to Marine Max's Polly Day. She's Executive VP and their Chief Legal Counsel. We also have Joe Hanza and Caitlin Schneider on the phone. They are from Lakeside Marina up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Also, Anna Townsend, the executive editor of the magazine called Marina Dock Age magazine. That's an industry publication. She's going to talk to us about Dock Expo coming up in the latter part of November, 1st of December, over in St. Charles, Missouri. And we're going to also bring you a couple of features from our recent visit to Ibex. You know, Marine Max has been a major sponsor of my program for a long, long time, and we've got a great relationship, a great bunch of folks at Marine Max. I want to talk to you about someone I bumped into over at the main location at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard this week. Talked to Mark Barber just a few minutes, and Mark is in charge of their brokerage. And I got to thinking, you know, this is a time of year when many boaters think, well, you know, why keep that boat over the winter? Why don't we just sell it and we'll buy something new next spring or in the summer? We'll wait for the boat shows to come along. Well, this is a good time to get a hold of Mark at the dealership. You know, when you list your boat with Marine Max and with Mark, they utilize the most sophisticated marketing tools in the marine industry. Plus, the fact that they've got all these other locations around the country, 56, I think it is, or somewhere in that neighborhood, to help sell your boat. Great opportunity. Get a hold of Mark at 573-365-5382. You can go to marinemax.com / Missouri or just search the Missouri location. Or stop in and see him, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard or at the 16-mile marker by water. They'll do a great job for you and you will be satisfied. Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. Once again, marinemax.com or 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard to get in touch with Mark Barber. Before we get into our first couple of interviews this morning with Jim Bowie and SureFlow Products, we're going to talk to you just a moment about the Deck the Docks cruises that are coming up Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. This is our sixth year for the Deck the Docks cruises. These are great events. Aboard the Celebration cruise boat from the 11-mile marker up to the 21, you can decorate your house. We urge you to do so. Decorate your dock. And or the yard, or any and all of the above, and get ready to have passengers come by and vote for you as the winner of possibly a season pass on the Celebration. We are going to be passing out some informational cards up and down, but this is a great way to let people that are dock owners and property owners there between the 21 and the 11-mile marker on the main channel to decorate for Deck the Docks. More information on that, go to Celebration Cruise. What their website is cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. Or you can call them at 573-302-4646. Or for more information, you can certainly call the radio station.
Shaking the lakes and rocking the docks. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
All right, from our Ibex visits, we're going to talk to first Jim Dehoney. And Jim is the owner of Jim Bowie. And then we're going to follow that up with Wendy Inskeep. She is product market manager for SureFlow.
So this was one of the booths that I picked up on a couple of years ago at Louisville show, and it's like you always have some amazing things. Jim Bowie booth. James, good to see you again, sir. What's new with life preservers and all kinds of stuff for anchoring and fendering off?
We have a new MED approval, European ship's wheel, so on our Solus rings. Oh. So we have that available now.
What's the big deal? Just bigger?
The ring itself is the same, except now this ring will be qualified for all ocean-going ships, no matter what country they're flagged from.
Okay, whereas, it's got the reflective tape on it, too.
Yes, it has that, too. One of the things that we're pushing today are solid foam cushions. They're Type 4 throwable devices, solid foam vinyl coated. So They last a long time, and they clean up very, very easily.
Okay, very good. And of course, you've got a wide array of other products that are available for marinas and just the general public to buy.
That's correct. One of the big items that we're selling a lot of are these ring buoy cabinets that go on docks or go in municipal pools and such. And has a plastic backing and comes with a life ring and a throw rope. So that we seem to be doing very well with those.
You never can have enough fenders and stuff to protect your boat when you're going in and out. And you've got marker lights and fun stuff for the decks and docks. And
yeah, we do. And one of the big things that are moving right now are life floats. The law has changed so that these life floats were set to be phased out, but now the law has changed, and so these life floats are now good for fishing vessels and near shore warm water applications.
Yeah, that's good, because we had that incident just a few days back where a kid and his mom were out and their boat sank, and he was saved because he had one of those, something like that.
Yes.
His mom did not. So very, very good.
So that's what's happening at Jim Buoy.
Okay. Tell me if somebody wants more information or to look more in depth about your products, can they go to the website?
Go website, www.jimbuoy.com.
Give me your name and your title.
Wendy Inske, Product Market Manager for Pentair SureFlow.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the brand new product that you have on the market, the SureFlow Aqua King 2. What makes this so great?
Okay. So it's been out on the market for about 2 years now. And the SureFlow Aqua King 2, the 4 gallon a minute, has a shutoff, but it also has a bypass. So that bypass feature makes the pump run very smooth, no cycling. So when customers just need a really small amount of water, they can throttle the pump down and it doesn't cycle, and it's a nice steady flow, and then it also saves on water.
But you don't have to do anything to the motor. It's basically done by the handles on the faucet, right?
That is correct. Basically what happens is when they draw a small amount of water, the pump just bypasses the excess water through the pump head, and it just continues to do that until more flow is demanded. And then it shuts off at 60 PSI.
Okay, very good. And then other products that you guys, you've got a whole array of things that you offer, not only the manufacturers, but also aftermarket.
That is correct. So we just went over the 4 gallon a minute, but we have a 1, a 2, a 3, the 4 that we just spoke about, and then the 5 gallon a minute. And pretty much all that same technology that we just spoke about is within all of those products. And then we also have our washdown pump. Again, same technology, no bypass because it's not needed. It's just a straight shutoff because customers want a lot of flow, a lot of pressure to wash down the deck. And so we have the two blaster pumps. Actually, we have three. We have 3.5, 4, and 5 gallon a minute. And they come with the hose, the nozzle, all the fittings, the strainer to keep debris out of the pump. And then we have the raw water strainers, and we have the blowers for the engine compartment, and we have the live well pumps, our live well fill valve, and our high flow bilge pumps. And then our macerator as well. So,
and then I noticed you've also got impellers.
That is correct. Yes, that's a Sherwood product. Yes.
Okay. Very, very good. Now, if somebody would like to get more information about any of the things that you just talked about, website?
Yes, it's www.sureflow.com.
All right. And then these available retail?
Yes, they are. So we have a complete list of distributors and dealers on our website, and they can just access it by typing in their location where they're at.
And thanks again, Wendy, and thank you again, James. We sure appreciate it. Nice talking to you guys out at IBEX. You know, more than 50 years ago, a gentleman down in Grand Lake, Oklahoma, invented the hydrohoist boat lift. Now, it wasn't called hydrohoist. It was just a device to lift boats out of the water. You know, hydrohoist was born, and they were the originators of this thing that we all love to get our boats out of the water, our PWCs off the water, and you can get one for your very own. Hydrohoist of the Ozarks is located right there in Lynn Creek on Highway 54. Joanne Clark is the area manager. She's back in town. So give her a call Monday, 573-346-7505. I also have those shallow water lifts as well, which are very important for some folks around the lake area and around the country. You can email her at jclark@boatlift.com. They've got dealers all over the country, but they also internationally now sell Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, and New Zealand. So those of you over there, look them up. Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. And again, the website is boatlift.com. We want to remind you that the water is cooling off, and in many parts of the country, it's getting very cold. A couple of fishermen up in Ramsey County, Minnesota have been rescued. They almost drowned Sunday morning last weekend, but two good Samaritans close by saw them struggling after they fell out of their boat. Only one of them had a life jacket on. The other one was really struggling to stay afloat, but thankfully they were rescued and both are doing okay. Wear those life jackets. Make sure people know where you are when you're out on the lake. Break time on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be right back on News Talk, KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, and on KRMSradio.com.
This is Bob Teague. I'm the owner and throttlemaner of the Team Amsoil Offshore Race Boat and Teague Custom Marine in Valencia, California. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Coming up, we're going to be talking about docks.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Oh, how relaxing is that? On a Saturday morning, and a good morning to you. Welcome back to the show. And we are going to be talking about docks, and especially the Docks Expo, which is coming up at the end of November, first part of December in St. Charles, Missouri. Anna Townsend is the editor of Marina Dock Age magazine, and she's also very involved in setting up some of the meetings and the seminars and the workshops that will be going on with this event. We're going to talk to Anna on our Boat U.S. guest line coming up in just a moment. Oh, and coming up in the program, we're going to have Joe Hanza, who's owner of Lakeside Marina at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and his female mechanic, Caitlin Schneider, is going to be with us to talk about her experience. We also will have later in the program today, Polly Day, who is the VP of Marine Max. And we're a great pleasure to have Polly standing by to be on with us in just a little bit. How about some dock owner safety rules? And these are presented this morning by DockRealty.com. Right here at Lake of the Ozarks, new and used boat lifts and docks. You'll find them right there by going on his website, DockRealty.com. Here's a couple of three tips for dock owners. All docks need continual inspections by their owners. Have both the dock and the power supply to the dock regularly inspected by a qualified electrician. Never swim around a dock where breakers or GFCIs are tripping. Never attempt to energize or re-energize, engage a breaker, or reset a GFCI while someone is swimming near the dock. Do not touch any part of the dock or adjacent dock if you feel a tingle or a shock in the water. Remember the saying from this past summer, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. The folks at Dock Realty are a concierge service for boat dock and lift buyers and sellers, sort of like a real estate agent would be. And they provide pretty much everything when it comes to buying or selling You can check out their website. You've got lots of information there, some great pictures and descriptions of the docks that are available. Look them up on the website, DockRealty.com, or you can just give Dave Hotz a phone call up to the office in Lake Ozark, Missouri, 573-374-8849.
This is Tawny Daggett. I'm in the Marina Sales and Marketing Division with Marine Max. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Down on the boat docks, Bob's down on the boat docks. Let's find out what's going down on the boat docks.
Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Today, Anna Townsend from Marina Dock Age magazine is back on the Boat U.S. guest line with us. Anna, how are you?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Yes, very much so. Glad to have you back on the show. And we got a chance to meet in person last year at the Docks Expo, which was held over in St. Louis at the Union Station complex over there. And we want to talk a little bit about the first year of the show and then also some great news about this year's show that's going to be starting in late November. So, Anna, before we talk about the Docks Expo, tell us a little bit about Marina Dock Age magazine.
Sure, of course. So we are the only trade publication dedicated exclusively to U.S. Marina and boatyard facilities. Right? So we're industry publication, business to business, and most of our readers are marina owners and operators.
All right. And it's, of course, this event, the Docks Expo, is also an event that's not open to the public, but it's certainly one that calls attention to this industry that we all know and love so well, and those are our boat docks. Let's talk about last year's show. Now, this was the first year of the Docks Expo over there in St. Louis. Kind of give me your thoughts on year number one.
Yeah, well, like you said, it was the first year, so it was really exciting to sort of launch something brand new for the industry. I think it was very exciting for me to sort of see some new attendees and some new faces. And I travel all over the country to a lot of different marina events. I think this one in the center of the country was really attracting a lot of people that maybe weren't heading to the West Coast or the East Coast for some of the other events. And some people who were really, I think, sort of craving this type of thing in their area. So it was really exciting to see, and we're just so excited to be doing it again for a second year.
Well, now this year, the show opens Wednesday, November 30th, continues for a couple, 3 days. But there's a big difference here. Tell us about the move to a bigger facility.
Yeah, so we're moving to the St. Charles Convention Center, which is sort of in the same area. I think it's a little bit closer to the airport. But yeah, it will be an expanded exhibit space, sort of all attached right there to the hotel. And we've got expanded space for education sessions. We've got a lot more this year as well, so we're excited. It's bigger and better this year.
What could you tell us a little bit about, some of the variety of exhibitors that are there? When you say Docks Expo, it really encompasses everything that goes into building docks.
Yeah, I mean, we have about 75 exhibit spaces, a lot of dock builders, a lot of dock suppliers, pedestals, fenders, decking. We also have sort of some insurance companies. We have pretty much the whole gamut as far as we can cover the marina industry, just at about 75 exhibits.
Boat lifts and all that, everything that goes into those.
Yeah, boat power lifts, they're all in there. I probably left a bunch out.
You know, one of the things that makes these kinds of events, either for the general public or for a specific, group or a group of folks that build like these boat dock builders do, is the educational sessions, and they cover a wide range of things. Tell us about some of what, the exhibitors are going to have a chance to learn.
Yeah, that I can tell you a lot about, because that's actually what I'm in charge of as far as docks is concerned, is sort of putting together our education. So we've expanded on it this year quite a bit. I think we have about 10 individual presentations and then 4 sort of longer panel discussions that we put together. So I'll start off and do our annual industry survey and statistics from that. And then we've got a lot of people covering customer service issues, ADA compliance, some sort of resiliency issues and kind of how to build living shorelines. Even got some finance people, some people talking dry stack trends. What I'm really excited about are the panel discussions that we put together. So it's a group of about 3 to 4 people. that will sort of each give a small presentation, and then we'll have about 20 to 30 minutes for discussion with the group. So we have one on floating wave attenuators. That's actually going to be led by Jack Cox from Smith Group JJR, and he'll have a group of manufacturers that will join him for that one. We have another one on insurance. We have three marina insurance professionals that will talk about marina insurance issues. We have another on electrical safety, which is a big issue these days, and they have some big updates coming from the NEC code. And the final one is on environmental practices and products. We've got a group of people, some manufacturers, some sort of engineer design-based people that will sort of give us some info about sort of the history of environmental regulations, and then some a little bit about products and design.
Well, it should be a great time for these industry folks. The Docks Expo coming to the St. Charles Convention Center starting on November the 30th and running through Friday. Anna, what about a website or some information where someone who's listening that might not have heard about it or know about it in the industry that would like to get involved somehow?
You bet. The easiest place is just to send you guys to the website, docsexpo.com. We've got everything up there. You can register there, see the schedule, book your hotel room. That's the easiest.
All right, very good. DocsExpo.com. Anna Townsend from Marina Dock Age Magazine and the Docks Expo, thanks again. Sure appreciate it. And we'll see you in St. Charles at the end of November.
You bet. Looking forward to it, Bob. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks again, Anna. We sure appreciate it. And our underlying theme today is women in the marine industry. So coming up, female mechanic is doing really well at a marina up in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk to not only Caitlin Schneider, who is there now, but also the owner of Lakeside Marina at Oshkosh. Then finally, in our last segment of the program this morning, we're going to be on the phone with Polly Day. She is Executive VP and Chief Legal Officer for Marine Max. And we'll be chatting with Polly in just a little bit on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. I want to remind you that my website is full of content and all kinds of interesting information. You can find us at Bob's No Wake Zone. And we'll continue with that. Thank you, Peanut. Appreciate that. We'll be right back as Bob's No Wake Zone's Saturday morning mess continues on News Talk KRMS. We're at 11:50 a.m. Two FMs for you, 97.5 over in Laurie, 104.9 Osage Beach, and of course, live streaming audio, krmsradio.com. Archives up a little bit later, usually by Sunday night. You can find them at my website in the on-demand doc box. And then we have a repeat of the program every Saturday evening at 6. And you can find us at boatradio.net. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Coffee break.
Hi, this is Brad Kovac from Heartland Boating Magazine. More of Bob's No Wake Zone radio show is coming right up.
Hi, I'm Dave Dempsey from Marine Intelligence. If you're the owner or captain of a superyacht, then you know how expensive internet can be. And yes, it's a ripoff. We've made it our mission to revolutionize the world of marine communications. We will find you the best price for your internet by comparing all major vendors. And we do that for free. That's right, no charge to the boat. It's a free service. We get you the best price for your yacht, whether it's just one boat or a fleet of boats, and all the savings will be passed on to you. We can save you over $1,000 US per meg. So stop doing what you're doing and visit marineintelligence.net now, before you forget.
If we're not boating, we're thinking about it, but I think we're still boating here. We've had some great weather, haven't we? Hey, we're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, second half of the program this morning. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with Polly Day. She is Executive VP and Chief Legal Officer for Marine Max across the country. And next up, though, Caitlin Schneider and her boss, Joe Bonsa, owner of Lakeside Marina in Oshkosh, is going to be with us. But you know, first I got to tell you about, and I do every week, I tell you about Boat US. Your membership there comes with lots of discounts. And probably the biggest one for me is that card that I show every time I go into West Marine. And I'm in there a lot, and you probably are too, or you're buying stuff over the internet from them. But there's lots of other discounts as well. Geico, Avis, Budget, Wyndham, Marine Max Vacations, also Sprint. There's good discounts available at many marinas around the country. Save on your slip rent or gas or diesel. There's a variety of those. Just check them out, boatus.com/savings. And, you know, over and above all the savings, there's some great membership benefits, and you'll find them all at the website, boatus.com. The other sort of arm of Boat US are the towboat guys. And I'll tell you what, it's hard to believe how much work these guys get on Lake of the Ozarks, and I'm sure with some of the other 600 locations they have around the country, they're all doing lots of work. 24-hour dispatch, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Captain Charlie Meyer, Captain Dave Anderson are standing by to come out and get you towed, get you a battery jump start, soft ungrounding, or a fuel delivery. Whatever you might need, they'll be able to take care of you. Now, how you do that is just a simple, unlimited on-water towing package. Fresh water is only $72 a year, and that covers every particular boat that you own or operate or borrow or charter. And a pretty good deal. Call Dave Anderson. He's the captain, 573-216-4701. 573-216-4701. And you'll talk right to him. He can get you renewed or get you signed up or answer any questions you might have. And then you can also go to my website, Bob's No Wake Zone. Where's Peanut? Oh, he's not here anymore. All right. BobsNoWakeZone.com. And you'll find links and logos there for Boat US and also for Towboat US. Check them out. Boat US and Towboat US. Well, we're not sure if she's the first, but she is on the Boat US guest line with us. First female mechanic thriving at the Wisconsin's marina called Lakeside Marina. And we're joined on the Boat US guest line by Joe Hanza, the president of Lakeside Marina. And also our featured guest today, Caitlin Schneider. Good morning to you, Joe and Caitlin. How you guys doing up there?
Good morning. Doing well.
Very good. How are you?
Hi, Caitlin. Yeah, we're doing great. This story is going to be more about you because you are a female mechanic thriving there at the marina in Wisconsin. But before we talk a little bit about you and how you got involved, let's find out a little bit about Lakeside Marina. Joe, tell us, you know, where you're located and give us a little history of the marina operation that you have there.
Okay, we're located in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, right on the Fox River. We've been in business here for 35 years at this location. We have multiple lines here, Chaparral, Centurion, Avalon pontoons, and Recon fishing boats. We do basically everything on it. We got a full service facility. We have fiberglass repair. We do all the mechanical repairs to a boat as well as generators, air conditionings, you name it.
Now, you know, the service department obviously is a very important element of any marina, and you're fortunate to have Caitlin there. How did this relationship come about where you were looking for somebody and then Caitlin showed up? How'd that work?
Actually, no, we did not. We weren't actively pursuing anybody at the time that she just showed up, walked in the door one day and said, "Are you hiring any technicians?" And it was kind of funny because the gentleman that interviewed her said at the time, "Why do you know? Who do you know?" And she came back, "Me."
Oh, well, that's good. Caitlin, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to get in to be a marine mechanic. What was sort of that spark that got you started?
Well, my dad always had me learning stuff in the garage, like rotating tires, changing oil. And then when I got a little bit older, I did some of the high school classes that were like the auto mechanics class and small engines. And my family had bought a boat. It's a 36-foot Baja. And my dad had a little trouble getting into the engine compartment to do our own maintenance. So he started showing me how to do it. And I sort of fell in love with being able to crawl into those small holes and getting into tight spaces that no one else could really get into and being able to complete the work.
So, obviously, you went to a marine mechanics school someplace. Tell us about that experience.
Yep, I went to Marine Mechanics Institute in Orlando. It's a one-year program where they pretty much teach you all the basics in all manufacturers for outboards and stern drives, and had a couple weeks of diesel. And by then, you pretty much have a really good understanding of what you're getting yourself into, but the experience is still needed.
Do you have one particular, you know, brand of outboard or stern drive that you prefer to work on? Are some of them easier than others?
Well, everyone says outboards are easier, but I tend to go more towards the stern drives, Mercury for sure.
All right. Well, you know, you've set sort of a bar here high, and there's probably other women that are out there that are thinking, you know, I'd sure like to be a mechanic, or I'd sure like to get into the marine industry. What kind of advice would you provide someone who might be thinking in that direction?
I would tell them just go for it. If they want to, then they should pursue what they want and not let the male dominant job stop them from doing that.
It always has been kind of a male-oriented, position, you know, getting your hands dirty and crawling around in the bilge and those kind of things. So, yeah, that's probably pretty good advice. Let me ask Joe another question. Joe, you know, you've been doing this for 30 or more years, and you may be the first female mechanic in the United States. What's your thoughts on the same question, basically? What would you tell a woman out there that might be thinking about doing this?
Well, Caitlin has really been impressive in her work ethic, and her abilities are far exceeded what I had anticipated when I first hired her. When she came through, I had reservations, actually, of doing it just because of putting her into that all-male environment and seeing how it would go, but I thought, what the heck, let's give it a shot. She had the credentials. We put her through some Mercury training as well with it, and now her skills are as good as any male that I have out there that has been to the same training. I would say that I would encourage any females out there to pursue that line of field, because it is wide open, and definitely we are always in need of qualified technicians.
Well, there you go. Well, Caitlin Schneider, we sure appreciate you taking some time to talk with us, and congratulations on your position there and continued success. And Joe, thank you very much for stepping out there and breaking that ceiling a little bit and giving Caitlin a chance to perform and do a good job as a female mechanic there at Lakeside Marina in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Joe and Caitlin, thank you guys so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
If you like boating, then I know you're going to love BoatRadio.net. This is Mike McDowell, and you are invited to listen to all of Boat Radio's shows, like The Islander, The Boat Galley, Tales of the Thames, and my own show, The Life Aquatic. And, of course, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Catch it Saturdays at 6 p.m. Central. BoatRadio.net. 24/7 boating shows for boat owners and enthusiasts everywhere.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh yeah, hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay, that everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy!
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you... love you.
Yeah, the female touch in our business in the marina industry is very, very interesting. We have chatted with Anna Townsend, we've chatted with Caitlin Schneider, and now we're going to be joined, well, after the break, we've got to take a little break, Polly Day, Executive VP for Marine Max. She's also the Chief Legal Officer. Polly Day is next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Heard right here on KRMS, Lake of the Ozarks, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, live streaming audio.
at krmsradio.com. We've got a free app there as well. You can pick that up for your telephone or your smartphone, of course. And then later, as we mentioned on boatradio.net, we got to take a quick one. We'll push away. We'll be right back shortly as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Here we go on our final segment for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on a Saturday morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. And you know, our show has been a little bit weighted, I guess you could say, with coverage of three women in the marine industry. And we're going to talk to the third one in just a moment. Polly Day, she is the Executive VP and Chief Legal Officer for Marine Max across the country. And we're going to talk to her from Clearwater, Florida in just a moment. You know, when duct tape just won't do, get a hold of Paradise Upholstery and Canvas at Lake of the Ozarks. Saw Pete this week over at Marine Max doing some work and checking on some updates of things that people were asking for going into the winter months. And of course, if you haven't talked to them yet, boy, you better do it quickly because they're getting filled up with all the work, getting boat covers and snap-in carpets, bimini tops and closures, vinyl interior repair and replacement, any complete redesign work, that all can be done over the winter months. I would just urge you to get a hold of our friends there at Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. They do great work, and a lot of people will tell you that. ParadiseUpholstery.com. Check them out on Facebook. See their YouTube link and find out, be able to watch some of the things that they do. You can call Pete at 573-216-7214. That's Paradise Pete. 573-216-7214. But do it now, particularly if you're wanting some things done over the winter months. Now's the time to get that all arranged and set up so that when you're not using your boat, Paradise Pete and the crew are going to be working on it. 573-216-7214 or ParadiseUpholstery.com. Well, over the past few months, we've been focusing some of our attention on the program to women in the marine industry. We've talked to Ann Dunbar, the show manager for IBEX. We've talked to Margaret Podlick, of course, several times over the years from Boat US. We've spoken with Nicole Vassilarius from the National Marine Manufacturers Association, Liz Walls with the Marine Retailers. But today we're going to go right to almost to the very top of Marine Max, and we are proud to have on the program with us Polly Day, and she is the Executive VP and Chief Legal Officer and Assistant Secretary for Marine Max. Polly, it is sure great to have you on our program.
It's a pleasure, Captain Bob. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. It's a great story that you have, and I want to share some of that with our listeners. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about our favorite marina, and that is Marine Max, and this operation that's grown since, well, it's what, 40 years old now?
Yes, right around there. Yep, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the history of Marine Max, sort of how it got started and sort of how it's grown.
Well, Marine Max, as we know it today, the public company Marine Max was formed in 1998. It was essentially a conglomeration of various regional marine dealerships and rolled up and went public in 1998. And I joined the company about almost 14 years ago. And it's just an outstanding company. We now have 56 retail locations in 16 states and charter operations in the British Virgin Islands. So it's just a wonderful company that's grown and serving customers all throughout the country.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your responsibilities with Marine Max. What are some of the top two or three things that that you're sort of dealing with every day?
Well, as chief legal officer, I manage all the legal affairs of the company and also risk management and insurance. And I'm privileged to be on our executive management team where we're talking strategy and working with our team and our customers every day to deliver this wonderful boating dream.
That it is. Marine Max is unlike many of the industry organizations that sell boats because they do so much more than just, have boat yards. And tell us a little bit about some of the depth, I guess we would say, that Marine Max brings to the public.
I think you are so right. I mean, that is just one of the wonderful things about our company is that we are focused not just on boats. We are focused on delivering the lifestyle of boating. And we are made up of a group of passionate people that love boating and anything to do with the recreation of boating, which we believe is the best family recreation out there. And so boats, servicing boats, essentially anything that puts our customers and keeps our customers enjoying themselves, their families and friends on the water.
How did you, what prompted you to say, oh, I think I want to get in the boat business? What was that, what was that fire that that sort of lit your flame to get you going?
Well, it's interesting because I would say that I was born with the water gene. We call it the water gene here at Marine Max. And I grew up in the northeastern part of the country boating with my family every weekend. We were always boating together, and my fondest memories of my childhood were boating. So it was a wonderful opportunity being down once I moved back to Clearwater after education and that type of thing. I was honored and privileged to be contacted by Marine Max to start their legal department, and it was just such a wonderful marriage of a hobby so near and dear to my heart, boating, to be able to work in that industry. So it was just kind of a realization of going back to something, my fondest memories of childhood, and being able to work with that every day.
Oh, cool. Our guest is Polly Day, Executive VP for Marine Max, and what would you say would be, the biggest lesson or the most important thing that you've learned working in the marine industry at Marine Max?
I think that the most important thing is to be very passionate about what you do. I mean, obviously, as I just mentioned, I'm very passionate about boating. It's something I've enjoyed my entire life, and to be able to work in that every day makes it seem like you're not even working. And being passionate about anything and being the best that you can be at that, putting all of your energy in every day to be the best that you can be, and leading with your expertise is really key, I think, and that will lead you to success, really, in whatever you do.
Was it difficult for you to kind of make your way through the industry as a woman in this boating industry? Did you have any challenges there?
I feel very fortunate. I really can't recall very many challenges. I mean, I feel blessed because with Marine Max, our team, led by Bill McGill, our chief executive officer, he is very focused on finding the right person. It really doesn't have anything to do with gender. It has to do with finding the right person in the right position and allowing that person to realize their full potential and all of their talents and use those talents to do the best possible job in delivering this boating lifestyle to our customers. So the challenges are really not the focus. It's really the ability to just lead with your expertise and realize your full potential and give it your all every day.
Well, I'm going to ask you one other gender question, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course.
And that is, what would you tell other women that are thinking about maybe getting into the industry in some form, maybe in sales or in any other area, finance or service or whatever? What would be your words of advice?
I think my words of advice would be, just as I mentioned a minute ago, be passionate about what you do. If you love boating and the boating lifestyle and you feel that passion, I think it's a wonderful industry to be in. And if every day you bring all that you've got and focus on being the best you can be and making contributions, you will succeed. And working with something you're passionate about and really focusing on all that you can contribute to that organization, you will live a dream every day. It's very exciting.
United by Water, Marine Max, that's their theme. And our guest has been Polly Day, Executive VP and Chief Legal Officer for Marine Max. Polly, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Great meeting you, and continued success there with the folks at Marine Max.
Thank you, Captain Bob.
I want to go to a place where the worries fade in the ripples of a wake, and time is merely a suggestion, and no one's asking, are we there yet? I want to go where the shortest distance between two points has never been the point, where the water, horizon, and dreams all meet, where I can get to know my kid again, the one inside me. I want to go where the end of the day lies at the end of a dock line, and life isn't just lived, it's celebrated. There is a place called happiness. It's not far from here. I want to go there. I want to go boating. Thank you for joining us today on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And we want to thank our special guest today from Marine Max, Polly Day. Also, Joe Hanza and Caitlin Schneider from Lakeside Marina at Oshkosh. And Anna Townsend with Marina Dock Age Magazine talking about the upcoming Docks Expo coming up at the end of November, 1st of December. Well, thank you for joining us today. And if you're a new listener, we appreciate you coming on board. Be sure you tell a friend about Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Right here every Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS. Coming to you from the number one recreational lake in the USA, Lake of the Ozarks. Have a good weekend. See you next week.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.